Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. What exactly is a digital asset and how can you get the most value out of them? Well, joining us today is the man. He is from the Carolina School of Broadcasting and they have answers for us. If your PR plan isn't making enough noise to attract new clients, there's a 7-week plan for you. Joining us is Brian Baltoshevis. Good morning.
Hi, Francine. How are you?
I am so good. This is kind of genius how the Carolina School of Broadcasting has created something for everyday folk who are out in the world trying to make a living and get some like smoke signals back in the day. I'm over here. Please buy for me.
Everything has changed. We are firmly in the digital age right now, and our lives and the way we consume media has changed, and the way local businesses and even individuals promote themselves and kind of get their voices heard has had to change as well.
And when did that happen? Because most of the companies that we worked for said, please stay off social media, please. Don't do that. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, this thing works.
Yeah, it's been within the last 5 or 7 years, I think, that things have kind of really taken off. I think that a lot of the early resistors to social media and to digital media in general, pretty clearly not just a fad, and that, you know, we live in a digital world right now. And if you want to be seen and if you want to be heard, you know, you don't necessarily have to be heard by every single individual on the internet. You know, you can just appeal to a very, very small percentage of the people who are online right now and find success.
What is a digital asset? What would you say it is?
Digital media is any piece of information that you take in through a screen, right? Whether it's your cell phone, your iPad, television, anything that you take in through a device, podcast, YouTube videos, even television. If you're watching television through a Roku or through Apple TV, you are taking in digital media. So really sort of broadcasting as we used to know it doesn't really exist anymore. Everything is digital.
Are there going to be any limitations with the 7-week plan? I know you're going to go into the 7-week plan that the Carolina School of Broadcasting is offering.
What we've done is established these 7-week skill sessions. Each skill session will be devoted to a particular topic. So the first one that we're running launches in October of this year, and it's going to be all about podcasts. So if you've ever thought, you know, I have a business or I have an online brand and, you know, I wonder if I need a podcast. First of all, the answer is yes. We can help you sort of navigate, you know, your way through that process from the realization that I need a podcast to how do I do it? How do I get guests? What do I talk about? How do I upload it? What do I do after I have a podcast? How do I market it? How do I get people to pay attention to it? What is iTunes? How does iTunes fit into the mix? And all of those things. So 2 sessions a week for 7 weeks. You will have, at the end of that 7 weeks, you'll have an episode or two of your own podcast.
I think is divine that anyone can have a podcast to promote their business.
Yeah, you know, you don't need a million listeners to be successful. If you had, I always tell local business owners, if you had an opportunity, say every Wednesday at noon, you booked a room at the Marriott, and you were going to talk about your business for an hour, and 50 people were going to show up, or 75 people were going to show up, you'd be thrilled. You can get that kind of exposure with a podcast, and it can help your business if every single one of those 75 listeners are invested person into the things that you have to say. They're interested in your business. They're interested in what you're selling, or else they wouldn't listen. That's from 75 hot leads every week. So why wouldn't you do that?
Right. It's a new lead generator.
Yeah, it is.
And a podcast, if we had to give some tips out today or just some wisdom, because you are the podcast king in your other life. You have so many lives in media. One day we're going to have to interview you about your life.
Anytime, we'll need a little more time, but yeah, we can make this happen. There's two important pieces of advice that I always give to everyone who comes to me and says, you know, I've been thinking about a podcast. And the first thing is, you don't really have to sink a whole lot of money into it initially. You know, you don't need super fancy equipment. You know, you could record something with a free piece of software online called Audacity, and your Apple headphones that have the little microphone in the earbuds, right? So you don't have to invest a whole lot of money come out of the gate. The other thing is you really have to commit to it. You know, you're going to reach a point 3 months in or 4 months in when, you know, you're going to realize how much work a podcast is and you're not going to want to do it anymore. Podcasting is kind of a slow play unless you're someone like Joe Rogan or NPR who, you know, comes out of the gate with a ton of listeners. You're probably not that person. So podcasting for you is going to be a slow play. Be patient with it. Be consistent. Release when you tell people you're going to have a new episode. You've got to have a new episode when you say you're going to be there. And people will find if you promote it afterwards. It's a bit of a process. And we'll talk about all of that in our 7 week session starting in October.
You know, the old lesson that we learned in broadcasting, and it's, I think it's true for podcasting, is don't report to people, relate to people.
Right. And podcasting really, you know, lends itself to that idea really, really well in that listening to a podcast is kind of an intimate process, right? You're, you know, you're listening to it in your car on the way to work when we were able to go to work and back. You're listening to it with earbuds or headphones probably in your ears. You're the only person listening to that in that very moment. You can stop it and start it. It's almost a tangible thing. You know, you can almost hold it in the palm of your hand. So podcasting really lends itself to that one-on-one.
I love a murder mystery. There's a couple of murder mysteries out there as podcasts, but the world is your oyster here. Come on.
If you're passionate about something, if you have a thing that you're really super passionate about, chances are that someone else is super passionate about it as well. And if you can translate that passion, get that passion onto a recording, other people will find you and they'll go, oh, I like this, you know, weird little thing that I thought nobody else liked too. I'm going to listen to, you know, this person talk about this weird little thing that I like as well. And then it just grows from there. It takes time and effort. It's given all of us a voice, even the smallest entity, whether it's a business or a person who just thinks, you know, I'm probably the only person who likes this thing. You know, they can have a voice and they can find their people. And it doesn't take a bajillion dollars a year to do it.
Find your people. Get a podcast. Find your people. If you're just now tuning in, he's our people. It's Brian Baltashevis. He's talking about the Carolina School of Broadcasting. They have a 7 week digital media skills session, and that lays it all out. It's simple. It's twice a week, right, Brian?
Twice a week for 7 weeks. 14 sessions. We are bringing in the biggest, heaviest hitters in podcasting in Charlotte for these sessions. It's going to be great.
And the Carolina School of Broadcasting is more than 50 years old?
63 years old now. Founded in 1957. It's the oldest standalone accredited broadcasting school in the country.
And you're accredited ACCSC. That's not an easy one to get. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, the school accredited by the ACCSC, which is the governing body for schools like this, basically for trade schools across the country. And we're just awarded from our last audit, which took place last year, second consecutive School of Excellence Award. Only 12 schools in the country got that award. You are one of them. We're very, very proud of that.
But I like this 7 week digital media skills session. So is audio, I'll let you go. You're so full of good answers. Is audio just as good as the written word?
Depends on the person who's consuming the information, right? So some people prefer to read when they consume information. Some people prefer to listen to podcasts. Most of them are discussion-oriented. I think they're much more effective when they're taken in the audio form. Even books, I found myself that I cannot listen to an audio book. I don't know why that is, but I just can't focus on what's happening. If it's a book, I have to read it. So it really kind of just depends on the consumer.
I like those confessions. What's the best website that we can log on to, Brian?
More about the 7 week digital media skill sessions at csbdigitalmedia.com. That's a special site that we've developed just for that. If you're interested in 1 year long full-time digital media program, there's some information there as well. So csbdigitalmedia.com website with all the details.
We want to thank our guests today. Get some digital media assets in your life. Yay. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Pam.
Pull up to my bumper, baby. It's Francine Marie.
Oh, I love that.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl.